The word of God for our consideration today is recorded in St. John's Gospel in chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. Here we read, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.' Nicodemus said to him, 'How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?' Jesus answered, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.'" When Nicodemus, a Pharisee and ruler of the Jews, came to Jesus by night, Jesus told him that unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so also today, unless one is born again, he isn't able to see or understand what the kingdom of God really is. When Nicodemus questioned Jesus about how a grown man could be born again, Jesus told him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." It wasn't enough to be a descendant of Abraham or to be a part of a strict religious sect of the Jews. A spiritual rebirth was needed. Nor is it enough today to be born into a religious family or to be a member of a church denomination or organization. One must be born of God. In John chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, we read of Jesus, the eternal Word made flesh, that he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Greek text in John chapter 3 makes so clear that this rebirth of which Jesus speaks is of water and the Spirit, exudatus kai pneumatis. It is the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, as we read in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, and the washing of water by the Word, as St. Paul writes in Ephesians 5, verse 26. It is the gracious working of God's Spirit through God's Word and the waters of baptism to offer and guarantee to the penitent sinner who looks in faith to Christ Jesus and his cross the forgiveness of sins and eternal salvation which Jesus purchased with his blood shed upon the cross. The Pharisees had rejected the counsel of God and did not repent and receive the baptism of John the Baptist for the remission of their sins. Nicodemus, a Pharisee, needed to acknowledge his own utter sinfulness before God and be baptized into the name of Christ Jesus for the forgiveness of his sins. And God's Spirit would work in him a new spiritual life and make him a part of God's eternal kingdom. And of course, nothing has changed today. Jesus' word is still true. Unless you acknowledge your utter sinfulness before God and turn to him and receive the forgiveness of sins that Christ won for you on the cross and which God offers and gives through the word of the gospel and Christian baptism, you too cannot enter into God's kingdom. It is as Peter testified on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." It is as the Apostle Paul was told by Ananias in Acts chapter 22, "And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Only through faith in Jesus can one receive the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. Repent and be baptized in his name. We pray. Dearest Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and have not lived according to your holy and perfect will for me. I have broken your commandments and deserve everlasting punishment in hell for my sins. Graciously forgive me and wash away my sins for the sake of your holy and precious blood shed on the cross for me. Amen. Scripture is taken from the New King James Version, copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson. Used by permission, all rights reserved.
Acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Be acceptable in your acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Be acceptable in your sight. Be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Be acceptable in your sight.